are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more. I am your host, Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and executive experience to add value to your day. Today, we wanted to talk about transition. During our first episode for this new season, we talked a lot about grief. And then within this episode, we wanted to dig a little bit deeper into transition. And transition can be a lot of different things. That can be a new job, a new relationship, leaving a job, leaving a relationship. It can be setting boundaries with family. Transition, just, it's such a broad category that we really wanted to dedicate an entire episode just to this. And if you are streaming with us here on TikTok, if you have questions as we're talking, if we're able to incorporate it into the episode, we can, or stay tuned and we will be able to answer your questions as soon as we're done with the recording.
Wow. I love transition. The reason that I love transition is because it's going from one place to another. It shows movement. It shows momentum. Typically, when transition, there's a lot of different ways we can transcend from one thing to another. Sometimes it's by force. Someone else recreated this opportunity for us. And I say opportunity. Some people look at it as adversity, but opportunity for us to move. Life happens and we end up transitioning from one situation to another, or we decide. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of different ways. So I'm going to start off with the decision to transcend, to move from where you are now to another location. And when I say that, it's not just the physical, it could be mental. The key is that when we change or we start changing our trance to move. So when we start doing that, other people in our area or sphere of influence also move.
And they might not move with you. So I have a video over on TikTok and someone said that their therapist told them something to the effect of, if somebody is going to see you as the villain, then let them see you as the villain as long as you no longer put up with their toxicity and their abuse. And I went on to say that within relationships, within families, within work environments, when one person changes, the entire environment either gets healthier or it becomes more dysfunctional. And that sometimes you saying, you know what, this isn't healthy for me, that could make somebody else go, wait a minute, I don't want to see that what I'm doing is wrong. So I'm going to dig in even further and turn it on you and make you think that it's you. And so I love how you said that it can be a transitioning within your own mind and going from, all right, I've been in these kind of unhealthy situations. I haven't really had boundaries. And now I'm going to transition into something that's healthier and that sometimes everyone is not going to go with you.
Well, she's being nice. Everybody ain't gonna go with you. I know. And let me say this, just because, and she alluded to it, is that she talked about it being both positive and negative, and it's based on where you are in the transition. Some people want the transition, and you may be the person who says, no, I'm building some boundaries. I need a safe space. Something is happening and my mindset is changing. So I'm gonna change these things, right? And then the other person's looking at it from the negative perspective, but you're looking at it and you're building positivity. You're building empowerment. You're moving forward in this way. So it can be and, not or. It can be and.
Explain that.
Okay, so it can be negative for them, positive for you.
Yes.
Or it can be negative and positive for you because you have this concern about the change that you're making, right? Because you don't want to be alienated. You're looking at other people's opinion because that's where you've been, right? So you're making this huge step out of fear into your next level. And when I say that, that doesn't necessarily mean up. It can be making the level to the side. It's not level as in I'm better than you. It's level that I'm doing this to create a better space for me. Most people think the transition is selfish. Actually, transition is selfless. It's actually selfless. And you say, that didn't sound selfless, but it is. When you become a better version of yourself, then other people get an opportunity to embrace, to empower. You get a chance to empower, right? You get a chance to move forward. You get a chance to show and reflect and help others wherever this new place that you're at. All transitions are not to a positive place. Sometimes people make transitions and go back into what they've come out of. And I'm going to use a great example. We say that we have faith to do something and it starts happening, right? Whatever the thing is starts happening. And then we are uncomfortable to the point that we want to go back to the place that we're most familiar, which is the place of where we were, not the place of where we are. So when you look at transition, look at the reasons that you want to transition. Look at why you're the what, the where, the how you do it. Because it's not me looking at somebody and saying, well, y'all been da da da, and blame, shame someone else or blame, shame me. It's not. It's a place that you look at your life and say, you know what? This is what I want now in this season. What do you think?
And then I think identifying any barriers or things that are getting in the way of it. With transition, I also think that people aren't always prepared if it's a positive transition for some of the negative emotions. And that's why I wanted you to go deeper with that. And because I can have, so I had some grief after having our first child, and it was grieving the me that could work until 9 p.m. or that I remember the very first time we got a call and our child needed to go to the doctor as soon as possible. And I had to cancel the rest of my appointments. And I had never had to do that for myself. I remember there were times when my partner had something happen and I was like, all right, like you got it, right? But like now this is a child. This is a child that needs me. And I think sometimes people feel bad and we don't talk openly about some of these things, about grieving. You know, when you're in a relationship, when you're single, you can do a whole bunch of stuff. Or if you're in a relationship and now you're single again, grieving some of these things. And I think healing those wounds. Mm-hmm. So I think transition can sometimes bring up old things because it can bring up some fear. It can bring up some of those. It can bring up some sadness. It can bring up some other things that can feel very similar to past situations. Mm-hmm. And so making sure to go back, okay, wait a minute. So this is bringing up some of the stuff from maybe my childhood, or this is bringing up some stuff from that job that was really stressful and chaotic. Because sometimes we can get in our own way, mm-hmm. and we can defeat ourselves in our mind before we even start. And I do think that anxiety within healthy limits is good, but when it gets to be so big that now I have all of this self-doubt and I have all the, despite evidence that I'm doing well, despite evidence that this thing could be successful. So that's where, yeah.
And I love, there's two things I'm going to tap into. One is the fact of being triggered. I love where Brené Brown talks about, this is the story that I'm telling myself right now. And what it does is it empowers you to say, this is what I'm saying to myself. And then you can look at the other person, that's not what I said at all. That's not where I feel that, whatever, right? So you get a chance to get clarity to say, okay, this is the story I'm telling myself right now. What I just heard you say was, or the way I'm receiving what you just said is a better term to say, is this. And the other person says, no, that's not what I said at all. That's not what I meant. So you can get clarity. However, it's coming from what Patrice was talking about, where it's history. It's things that you've been through. It's all of that. Now, on Clubhouse, we're going to be talking about, in the Napoleon Hill Sanctioned Room, we're going to be talking about for the rest of the month of December and into January and all of that, we're going to be talking about self-confidence. Self-confidence, moving into self-confidence, and even if you miss that, move into self-confidence. There's an amazing book about self-confidence. Build your own. Did you hear me? Build your own self-confidence. When you allow other people to what do I want?
Define you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Define you, then what happens is, or your happiness is based on somebody else, then when that situation changes, you feel like you lost your happiness. You just like, who am I now? Well, you are still, you know, a parent. When Patrice left the house, when she got, you know, when, well, she got grown before she got grown. Let me say that. But when she started maturing and doing the things I taught her to do, which is be very self-confident and those things, not saying she was perfect, not saying I was perfect, because that ain't, you know, that's not humanity. However, when she went off and she went to school, I went through this place of, oh my gosh. Now, I had already been working and I've always given more than 100% at a job. However, I ended up with all this extra time. I didn't have anybody that was depending on me, even though she really wasn't. She had her own driver's license, that kind of stuff. But she was in the house with me. I had a companion. I had my friend. I was hanging out.
A dishwasher.
You know, I'm saying, suddenly the dishes wasn't being done. Can I say that? There was a lot of things that were not happening. The yard, you know, there's things that I had this help with that I didn't. But more than anything, it was the relationship. The relationship changed to another level, right? And when I say that, for me, I was grieving because for me, it felt like I was losing something. I was losing someone. And then I was saying, like, how do I stay connected? And so this is the deal. The deal for me is I connected, and this is when you transition, connect with people where they allow you to enter. Don't force it, especially when it's children. Don't think that you have the right, you hear me? The right to just be in all of their stuff like you were before. However, make sure, transition, make sure that they understand that you're available. Make sure that they understand you're available. And when things happen, and it will, and you freak out, and you will, make sure that you handle your stuff. Because remember, more than likely, you're going back to a place in your life. Because I've had parents looking, well, they're not going to do what I did, and they're not going to make those same mistakes. I'm going to make sure that happens. You can't do, that's not healthy. Hello.
I am a licensed psychologist and I can't make my child do, and because that's where it becomes unhealthy, because that's when it becomes controlling and that's not healthy. But often that is that's the parent trying to manage their own anxiety. And it's not about the child. It's really about, hey, if you just do things the way I want you to, I won't feel all right. These emotions,
right?
When really those emotions are mine to deal with. I do focus on safety because I do want you to be safe. Once kids are 18, they're able to kind of make some of their own choices. And I love our relationship because if I had been doing something and been out doing something illegal and I called her like, mama, I need bail money, she would be like, what'd you do?
Thank you.
Did you do it?
Did you do it? I just want to know how much, you know, am I protecting you from something somebody said, or did you do it and you need to deal with the ramifications of your decision? There's a difference.
Cause
now I didn't say I was going to leave her in there, right?
You might have.
I don't know. Thank God we never had to walk down that path. I'm really thankful because I don't know. You know, like some parents said, well, I got to put up my house and I got to do all that.
Let me tell you. So Robert over on Clubhouse, he was so surprised when I said that I would not loan certain people money, like family members.
I'll play with
that. I don't. Now, if I have something to give, that I will give it. but just to save relationships. And those are boundaries. And I had to transition to that place. That wasn't something, because I was a people pleaser big time. And that continues to come up. If somebody's like, hey, I need something, it's like, wait a minute. Because also sometimes people are saying they need something when really they want something.
You need air to breathe. That's what I need. You need water. You really don't need.
But yeah.
You need some food, but you don't, you know, food is, you know. So, but you need water. There's certain things you need. So that's different. Now let's talk about just a little bit of what she just said. Let's talk about a lot of times in family, especially when a person transitions and they're in a really posh job, you know, or family looks at like, you're no longer down here. You've on the Upper East Side or wherever, you know, you really got it going on now. And people start looking at you as a bank. You have to decide how you can work that. Because in my life, some of that happened, right? However, this is the flip side of it, is that then you have, as your life shifts, then you have to reassess that. And she said something that's very powerful, and I just want to make sure all of us, none of us miss it. She said, she talked about the relationship. You don't want to loan or invest something that you cannot afford to let go of permanently. For the sake of the relationship. Did you hear what she said? She said she doesn't loan unless you're giving it, unless you can afford to give it, you know, in your mindset, even though they're saying loan, you're looking at it like, okay, if I never get this back, this is not going to destroy this relationship, right? I'm not going to bring it up every time I see them, or I'm not going to be upset with them when I see that they said, oh, I went and got my, let's say, nails done or my hair done, or I bought a new car. You bought a new car.
Where's my money?
You know, that's the first thing you think. So when you're doing that, don't let it go. And the thing about that is going back to people's opinion and then saying, people say, well, I know you got it. I had to deal with her. Can we talk about it? Just a second. Because I want to be real with y'all. You know, we want to be real with you and let you know that there were things that people looked at me and said, you got to be kidding. You're going to make Patrice pay you while you're now? She was paying them.
Oh, when I was an adult. So I was in grad school, I came back to live at home, and I paid the electric bill. Like, that's all. I didn't pay real rent. I just paid.
Wait a minute. An eight, like Queen Tut or somebody, right? And was living large. But this is the reason you do that. I know people would think, well, you know, it wasn't that I needed it. She needed to do it. Remember that when you hold your children responsible, they're back in your home. If you don't do anything with the resources but this, take the money and put it in the bank for them for a later date, it's okay. If you take the money and you go get a spa treatment because there's way too many people in the house, you need a half a day off, use it. Whatever that means. However, this is what it did. It helped her with responsibility. Then she decided at one point, she says, I'm going to go over here and live because there was an opportunity there, right? But the reason I'm saying this is that transition is like this. We want to think transition is big leaps. And I know everybody can't see this. You will if you know, when you go back and look at the YouTube channel. So you'll hear the clinking of it. So a little, this is a transition. It was a box. Transition is not transformation. Transformation is a caterpillar or a butterfly. Can't go back. Transition is a tweak or a movement, but you have the ability, the capacity, and the capability to go back.
Because, and so that's where, so when I, March of 2020, when I left my full-time position to open my own practice, I left in a way where the door was still cracked.
Okay, pause right there. Did you hear what she said? She left in a way that the door was still available to go back. Not left in a way saying, I'm sorry, y'all, whatever, and peace out and I don't care about y'all. That's not the way you leave. You don't leave relationships like that, even if, you know, just because you don't ever want to go back. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. And especially if you have children, you don't want to leave like that. Because, you know, you know, anyway, that's a deeper subject. But the reason for that is, even if you desire never to go back, and you know that, leaving the way you came is important. Very important. I don't care if it's a relationship. I don't care if it's church. I don't care if it's work. I don't care where it is. You want to leave in the way with the same respect. I worked, and when I retired, I worked until, matter of fact, I worked on the day of my retirement. I worked. The guy said, "Why are you here?" You know, he said, "What are you staying for?" I said, "Because if I don't teach, you've been," he was kind of MIA. I said, if I don't teach you this, you're going to have a gap. And then they'll be thinking, what's wrong? No, I want to make sure you get all you need. Because when I said, when I walk out that door, I'm available to call. But I'm not going 2.5 hours to go up to train you. I want to make sure you have what you need. And so that's really important. The same thing.
And Nikki on TikTok has been just dropping gems online. And Nikki said, leave graciously.
Oh, I love that.
That they always give 2 weeks notice. And so I think it's making sure, and I like how you said, we're talking transition, not transformation, that sometimes you're in a situation and you're adapting, you're tweaking, you're changing some things, but you're not changing who you are as a person. And I think it's also not expecting other people to transform either, because sometimes you're in a relationship with someone. And so I am the messy spouse. I am the spouse that.
If you could only see my face. She don't even know this. I thought of something this morning. I woke up with her on my mind. Well, work with lots of them on my mind, but she was one of them. And I'm going to talk to her later about something I want to, you know, ask her about. But this, she's not playing. She is the messy. But she was like that in life. But this is what happens. Sometimes you're people in your relationship, people in your family, people in your space are genius, but messy because that's not important to them. It's not important. You know, can you get in the door? If you can get in the door.
Hop over, don't trip. I had obstacles in my room.
She still has obstacles in her.
The closet is clean.
Okay. But that's when she decides, you have to know who you're dealing with. She has to make that decision. It can't be based on the other person, because the more you say that that's important to you, the more she's like, I don't understand. It's my closet. It ain't bothering you. I tripped over the stuff yesterday and got what I needed. But this is the key. Let me do one more. This is the deal. Transition is about small tweaks. It's about building habits. Transformation is an internal thing that's connected to transition, but it's not the same. But you go through transitioning to get to transformation. You hear me? You go through the tweaks to get to the real long-term transformation that you're building and growing in whatever you do long-term, right? However, it's the small tweaks, it's the habits.
And I think we have way more transitions than transformations.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
So I think transitions happen all the time. Because like you said, those are those little tweaks. Really, becoming my own business owner, growing my online presence and all those things, I have felt like those things were kind of transformations. And I am a whole new person than who I was back in 2009, when I hadn't, you know, dismantled a lot of things that I kind of was stuck on growing up. But yeah.
Did you hear her say she dismantled? In transition, sometimes there's this place that you have to take things completely apart that you have maybe been leaning up against, and you're concerned about that, but you know that it's important. Now, she just said that her social media things was a transformation. It is. It's still trans in that level of transformation, right? Because transformation is not necessarily get to a place and stop. It's especially in the social media realm and other realms, for you personally, professionally, financially, spiritually, all of that stuff. You continue to become being who you are, but becoming your best you. Hear me? Being who you are, however, becoming your best you. And that's what she's doing in those arenas. And even though I mess with her about, you know, certain things, I know that she's amazing. I know that she's a genius, right? I know she is. And I know she's messy. So in a person embracing who you are does not mean that you have to be perfect.
Because nobody is.
Nobody is. And anybody who says they are, run. Run with all diligence. Okay? Because typically people who think they are believe that what they focus on is other people changing. So they look at other people and say, well, if you did this and you did that and you did that, you'd be better. Work on you, boo. Work on you. So that's the key. So I think this is one of the most powerful things you can remember about transition. Transition is normal. Transition is messy. Transition is can look a little, I want to say destructive, but I don't want to use that word. Help me with another word.
Chaotic?
Chaotic, yeah. And if I did something this morning talking about chaos, I opened a door and in life, that's what happens. Sometimes we decide that we're going to do something like organize a space. I'm talking about me. I'm not even talking about her right now. I will be talking about her maybe later, but organize a space. However, it seems like it starts getting messier first.
Yes.
I mean, like really, I mean, like distinctively chaotic. And then, so this is what I said this morning when I was working on something. I said, even if you take one piece out and move it to the right piece, to the right place, that's transition.
And that's success. Because I think sometimes people don't want to celebrate until it's done. They don't want to give themselves credit until they're at that final destination. And I'm celebrating a milestone in my practice. This is my first year because I don't think last year wasn't a full year.
Right.
So I didn't quite have a six-figure practice. Excited that this year already. And so we are at December 10th, already had a six-figure practice. And I thought it would take a while to build to this place. But I celebrated that first month that I could pay myself.
Yeah.
Because I started the business in April. And couldn't pay myself until July. but thankfully, student loans were on hold. Like it was the perfect time to launch. And so I think it's remembering in transition also that if you're starting something new, to not expect that new thing to be this final thing. So if I'm in a new relationship, I can't compare that to somebody else's 20-year relationship. Like you have to start where you are and use what you have and do what you can. I think, do you say that?
Yes. That's a Shamgar principle. But go ahead. No.
And then also just for these final tips, because next week we're going to be talking about money. We're going to be talking about money, and she is all things money, and I am psychology and money. And so in looking at just getting things started and getting things going for the new year, just wanted to encourage you that fear and excitement can feel the same in our bodies. And so making sure and we can transition. Transmute is the word they use. We can transform that energy into something else. And so if you are in a position to start your healing journey, to continue on that messy, chaotic looking healing journey, to start, you know, if you're looking to do your business or if you're continuing with your business, especially as we're hearing things about different variants or different, because there will be lots of things that are saying, should you do this now? Mm-hmm. And I'm just so excited to hear about all the things that people have done, all the ways that people have transitioned and changed. And then even if I do have a transition that's out of my control, that I like how she talked about looking at it as an opportunity, because I would have never left that full-time position. I wouldn't have. I was so comfortable. And I would have never known the joy and the peace that I have now. Even if I have, you know, case notes I need to write, billing I need to do, but I'm doing this, everything I do is 100% for this business versus only getting a small piece of the pie. And so I just wanted to encourage you with that. Any final tips that you had or resources you wanted to share?
Yeah, it's this thing that I brought up intentionally. It says one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself or anyone else is inspiration. Inspiration to get in touch with your dreams. Inspiration to seek your deepest passions. Inspiration to make a difference in the world, a difference that only you can make. So what we encourage you to do is as you transcend, and this is out of, yeah, thank you. She protects me. This is out of a book called One, and it's the author. I'm about to look. I think it's, I don't know.
How to make the.
What does the great life look like? This is the book. So she's going to find the author.
So how many people does it take to make a difference?
To make a difference is one. And the key is that inspiration is something you do for yourself first. Inspire you to be your best you. And don't blame, shame. Reclaim what you desire on a moment-by-moment basis. Don't judge it by the whole day. Because I'm telling you, there are some things I'm shifting in my life. And at the beginning of the day, we ain't doing so good. And then there's other days I get up and I get what? So I don't judge myself based on the moment.
The day.
I look at each moment and say, what can I do? How does this align? And when I go to the left or go to the right, I said, okay, realign. And then if I decide to stay in the left or stay in the right, I don't stay there long. I don't do it for 2 or 3 days. Make sure you do what's best for you in your life. And don't allow other people's judgment or opinion to determine what your next step is. So don't forget, tweak, move in the direction you want to go. Small steps. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
If you are enjoying this podcast, please share this episode with somebody you think you might enjoy it. Make sure to check us out over on YouTube and subscribe over there so you'll be notified when new episodes come up. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day.